That's the law of the land, and I've got to follow the law because I know that following the law, I'm following God's law. And we're going to get to that. Okay, we need to talk about that. Okay? But anyway, he told the mayor to come out and violate our own law, okay? Social distancing laws that are in place. And that is outright social disobedience. And it tells everyone where that person's heart is. That's what I'm getting to. That tells you where some people's hearts are. Not everyone, but some people, okay? But now, and don't y'all hate me, but if you do, it's all right. Because I've got to preach what the Lord gave me to preach. I'm here to say that even some pastors, some of the pastors of God's flocks are now violating laws. You've seen that. And whatever they may think in their hearts and minds, that may be causing them to be rebellious. In this rebellious nature, we know that it comes from a lack of love and obedience to God. I've got to tell it. Because the Lord says, obey me. Love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Yes.
When you love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, He's going to guide you.
Yes.
You're going to give your heart to Jesus Christ. Jesus is going to come into your heart. He's going to take you over. What would Jesus do? What would He do in a case like this? Well, we're going to talk about that. After all, it's Jesus who says in John 14, 15, you say you love me? He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Jesus has said, if you love me, you're going to do what my word tells you to do.
Amen.
That's what He said. And guess what? When you love Jesus, you got the Holy Spirit in you. You are going to do what the word does. It tells you to do, and you're not going to take it out of context. Because He's going to guide you, especially when it comes to the lives and deaths of people. That goes for pastors as well.
Amen.
I know there are some huge churches out there.
All over the world.
Got high overheads financially. I understand that. The Bible tells you don't muzzle an ox. It tells you we got to keep the lights on in the church. Yes, all that's true. Some pastors may be tempted to get back in that building. They may have a lot of people on their payroll. I don't know. But they may be in there needing to get back to get the cash flow where it's supposed to be financially. That may be. But not at the expense of people's lives. See, because God wants not one to perish. See, He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He doesn't want people just perishing because we're worried about a little money. He doesn't want people perishing because we're worried about a little building. He doesn't want people perishing and quoting Hebrews 10:25 that don't forsake the assembling of the saints when you should be assembled inside, when the church has to be in us first before it's in the building.
Yes.
I say when we walk into the church building, the church has just stepped into the church.
Yes.
That's Bible.
Amen.
That's Bible. That's the word of God. See, the devil will fool you.
Amen.
He'll fool you. But we've got to look at this. What is God's first commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is the greatest commandment. The second of which is to love your neighbor as yourself. Would you want anybody leading you into a place where you would be harmed? Would you want to gamble with your life if somebody said, come on now, let's just go step into that quicksand and watch the Lord pull us up? Blah, 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 blah. Would you want to go that way? But at the expense of more lives being lost, that's a heart issue, saints. That's a heart issue. God wants not one to perish. Even the government now. And I'm not saying that you can blindly trust the government. Of course you can't. The Bible tells us, curses the man who puts his trust in man, whose heart departs from the Lord. Okay? And makes flesh his strength. It tells you that in Jeremiah 17:5. But what I'm saying here is that even the government is saying, wait, just hold on. Didn't say you couldn't go back, just said, wait a minute. Okay? But I've seen Christian leaders vowing to break the law. Some have already broken the law. Where does it stop? Where does it stop? If we're just going to go break the law blatantly, and then we're going to use just Hebrews 11, 10:25, because God says for us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves. Was he talking about the four walls of the church? It's meant for the four walls of the church. But what about the church being in us? What about me and my Father will make our abode in you and we will lead you into all truth? What about that one? What about that one? What about I want not one to perish? See? Surely we follow the word of God. But doesn't God give us discernment? Isn't there somebody in the church with the spirit of discernment to see? What about those people in foreign countries who can't assemble themselves? Well, they get shot and killed. Sometimes they hunker down in the weeds. Sometimes they black out. Over in Turkey, they have to black out the windows.
Yeah.
They move from place to place.
Yeah.
Why don't we consider ourselves right now moving from place to place in this critical time?
Yes.
Where we can't see the enemy, but we're still serving God. Yes. But we know we're taking the church with us. Instead of marching 150, 200, 2,000 people who may be physically challenged, who may be older people, into a place when the government has said, don't do it, not yet. These are extraordinary, critical times. This is a deadly pandemic. But we as leaders are supposed to not tempt the Lord our God.
Amen.
How can we march throngs of people into a building, many of them elderly with compromised immune systems, some of them, just to see what? Increase? Numbers? Or to be the way we were? Is that it? How about the church being in us wherever we are? God has given us social media for a reason. No, it's not just for Game Boy. No, it's not just for whatever else they're playing on these games. God is saying to all people, including his people, what's in your heart? What's on your hearts? Some of us are so blind, but God knows all and he sees all. That's what I love about God. By the way, he also knows the hearts. He knows the hearts of those who are allowed to govern us. Watch this, Pastor, take us and tell us what it says in Romans 13, verses 1 and 2. What does it say?
Romans 13, verses 1 and 2 tells us.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 13, verses 1 and 2 tells us, Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities.
Come on.
For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves.
Thank you, Pastor. That's a powerful scripture. And it's simple enough, I think. I think it explains very simply, especially when the governing authorities appear to be putting the safety of human beings above personal excursions or finances in a time of crisis. Okay? Like I said, granted, there are many games being played in the government. I'm not going to sit here and say it's not. Many games are being played. Many dealings of politics that are going on. And it's hard sometimes to determine where the truth ends and the lie begins. I understand all that. We still are relegated to go to the Word of God, and there we will find instruction from God on what to do. And that's why that Proverbs 3:5-6 is so important. I'm trusting in the Lord. I'm trusting that he's given me a mind that works. I'm trusting in the Lord that he's given me reason. I'm trusting in him that I can see the spiritual end of it. I'm trusting in God that he has put in me through these years to be sober-minded, vigilant, always looking for the Lord, always digging, trying to find the right answer. And when the Lord says, this is my will, that you love me with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, and you love your neighbor as you love yourself, not one of these do I want to perish. Not one of these I want to save them all. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Why?
Yes.
Would I arbitrarily go against that?
Yes.
says right here in his word, let every soul be subject to the authorities. There's no authority except from God. You hear me? No authority except from God. And the ones that exist are appointed by God. Now listen to number two. He says, therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. He said, you resist, baby, you resisted me. That's what he says. All I can say is this, you better have a good reason to resist. If I resist, I better have a good reason to resist the Lord. You better have a good reason. I don't care where you're from. You better have a good reason to resist the Lord. That's what he's saying. It's right here in the Word. So we still must go to the Word of God, and there we find instruction from what God, from God, and what we need to do. Come on, Pastor. Remind us of what Jesus says in John 16, 13.
John 16,
13, 8. Use A, please. Just says, half of it.
However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth.
He'll guide you into all truth. Now go to John 8, 32. Read that one for us, please.
John 8:32.
This is Jesus talking, you all.
John 8:32 tells us, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
It'll make you free. So Jesus stands by to give us truth. Again, you see, saints, it's the truth that serves to make you free. It's the truth in all things. Not what a bunch of people tell you, not even what your deceitful heart tells you. It's the truth that's going to free you through Jesus Christ. See, we even though we live in a world that is spiraling, it's spiraling toward the finish, okay? We can take heart and we can find truth in Jesus Christ. That's what he's saying. If we align ourselves with him, we've got to align ourselves with Christ. But again, in order to be connected, and more importantly, stay connected to God, you've got to put him first in everything. God will not take second place. He is not going to stand in second place. You got to put him first in everything you do, as in the first and greatest commandment in Matthew 22, 37, and 38. And then you've got to trust in him, just as it says in Proverbs 3, 5 to 8. And you've got to keep those two texts of Scripture embedded in your mind. You've got to keep those in the forefront of your mind. We all need it. We will all need to live by this and more. We need to live by these Scriptures and more. You know why? Because there's more to come. You think this pandemic is the end of it? Oh, no. Oh, no. More to come. Once you clear one hurdle, you got to clear another hurdle, don't you? Get ready to clear some hurdles. Okay, this is not the end of it. Better get in shape. I ain't talking about physical shape. I'm talking about spiritual shape, amen? It's all right to be in physical shape, but spiritual shape is even better. Okay? 1 Timothy 4:8, I think, tells you about that. But anyway, as I begin to close out, let me give you another verse of Scripture that's guaranteed to help you along the way. Pastor, take us to Psalm 19, verse 14, and read that one for us.
Psalm 19:14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength
and my redeemer.
And my redeemer. What does that mean to you? What does that mean to you? What he's saying is what comes out of our mouths, what comes out of our actions, what comes out of our behaviors is determined by what? What's in our hearts. That's right. Therefore, the more we strive for acceptance from God and by his standards, even in uncertain times, such as the times we're facing now, we can be certain that we're going to be lined up with God. That's what that means. Let it be acceptable to you, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen. What's in your heart, saints? Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Thank you for choosing to fellowship with us today. To listen to today's message and previous broadcasts, go to spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. And while you're there, connect and follow us on Facebook and YouTube. And if you've been blessed by today's message, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimony, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. We appreciate your partnership and financial support. Financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click on the donate button. Join us for our weekly Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and walk through the Bible with us live on Facebook, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. In need of prayer or encouragement? We're here for you. Call us at 707-759-5244. Thanks again for tuning in to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the continuation of the teaching series, What's in Your Heart with Pastor Joel. Until next time.
Got to serve somebody, might as well.